Hi there, welcome to the centenary edition of our Foot Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. That's amazing, actually, 100 podcasts. That's something to really think about, actually, all the music we played, all the great music that we played over the years. So I have decided to basically play just music that has influenced me over the years as a musician, music that I really love. Actually, and it's all, I suppose most of it's quite old music from when I was brought up and listening, but just I just love it. And we're going to start off with the Easy Club. And I remember listening to Radio Scotland's Travelling Folk in the mid-80s, probably about 1986. And this record, The Easy Club, called by The Easy Club, came on the radio and I was just bowled over. And I'm still bowled over it, and it's the Easy Club reel written by Jim Sutherland. Here it is. Easy Club by The Easy Club. And interestingly enough, I just bought their Chance and Design record the other day there on iTunes. Fantastic band, such an influential band of their time as well. Oh, just makes me smile. The first cassette that I ever bought, the first folk album that I ever bought, was the Battlefield Band. And I was in a shop in Edinburgh called Ray McIntosh, and it used to be a great sheet music seller, and I got lots of Royal Scottish Country Dance music in there and just different stuff. And they also had a section with lots of cassettes and LPs, cassettes as it would have been then, really. And this was probably about 1983. And I was looking around, and as I say, the first time I bought a record with my own money, and I found the Battlefield Band's Home Is Where the Van Is. And it still remained a real favourite of mine, actually. And I'm going to play the song Bonnie Barbrio. And I suppose the funny thing about it is when I'd been listening to so much Silly Wizard until this point, and I put this on and I just found it so mundane and boring. And for the first few years, I just didn't like it at all. But actually, as I grew into this album, and it's now one of my favourite of all time. So here it is. Here it is, Bonnie Barbrio.
Come down the stairs, Bonnie Barbrio. Come down the stairs, Bonnie Barbrio. Come down the stairs, combing back your yellow hair, and bid a fond farewell to your mother, oh. How can I come down, Bonnie Willie, oh? How can I come down, Bonnie Willie, oh? How can I come down when I'm locked here in me room, and a big deep well beneath me when I'll buy your ribbons, buy your pearls, Bonnie Barbrio. Buy your ribbons, buy your pearls, Bonnie Barbrio. And I'll buy your silken gowns, and I'll roll you up and down, when I follow you into your chambers, oh. Keep your ribbons, keep your pearls, Bonnie Willio. Keep your ribbons, keep your pearls, Bonnie Willio. You can keep your silken gowns, you'll not roll me up and down. You won't get near me, chambers, oh. For what would me mother say, Bonnie Willio? What would me mother say, Bonnie Willio? What would me mother say if I were to march away along with you and all your soldiers, oh? The soldiers never fear, Bonnie Barbrio. The soldiers never fear, Bonnie Barbrio. For I'll make them all to stand with the caps all in their hands when they come within the presence of me, Barbrio. Come down the stairs, Bonnie Barbrio. Come down the stairs, Bonnie Barbrio. Come down the stairs, combing back your yellow hair, bid a fond farewell to your mother, oh.
That was the Battlefield Band's Home Is Where the Van Is, which you can buy at foodstomping.com, as well as many of the other Battlefield Band records that are out, and there's lots of them. Definitely worth checking out. You know, as you play as a young musician, there's some defining moments, and this next track is called The Irish Air and Reels by the Polkemmet Ground Pipe Band, and the album is called From Celtic Roots. And there was a track on this, and it was a solo track, the solo track on the album, played by the great piper Robert Matheson, who went on to be the leader, the pipe major of Shots and Dykehead. Well, this track, which was produced, I think, by Donald Shaw, featured the late Gordon Duncan's Andy Rennick's Ferret Reel. And I just remember hearing this for the first time and just been quite amazed, because in the third part of the tune it goes, and it was just something about that that I don't know what it was, but I'd always wanted to do it, and I've never seen it written down. I think I'd heard it in banjo music, and this track just played it, and it changed my life, actually, before the Easy Club, I suppose. And I recorded it with Seanickey in 1987 on our first record, and it's just fantastic. The arrangement's great as well, using keyboards and bagpipes, and very ahead of its time. So here it is, the Irish Air and Rails by the Paul Kemmick Ground Pipe Band. That was the Irish Air and Rails by the Paul Kemmick Ground Pipe Band from Celtic Roots. I should mention, if you want to get in touch with us at Footstompin', you can do so by on Twitter at Footstompin', or you can do Facebook, facebook.com/footstomping. Or the best way to keep in touch with Footstomping is through our newsletter, which you can go get by going to footstomping.com and going up the top and clicking on the subscribe to newsletter. And it's we do regular weekly emails with all the latest news. This next track I'm going to play is a new track, actually, but it's a singer I love, and it's Julie Fowlis. And I think Julie Fowlis has played with a few bands over the years before really coming into her own, I suppose, with Dawkus and her voice. She's obviously she's a fantastic piper and whistler. And I heard her, what was the band? The Tartan Amoebas she used to play with. And they were a good band, but when she started singing, she's got this quality to her voice that is just absolutely beautiful. And amazingly, she's recently featuring, or you'll see her coming into the cinemas in June, singing the theme tune for the Pixar's new Brave animation. And this song that I've picked is called Young Katrina. It's just what she does, her tone and everything, that she's so steady. It's just absolutely beautiful. And so here it is, Young Katrina.
Ratnok stura in maleon stugak favrons fovol at me min jus and jet kroch klim hein eshili hirs me to the man min jus and jet kroch klim hein Ashile yirs me turman Akshim va hadrain kau Nuat khudi hawa knat hunek me Akshim va hadrain kau Nuat khudi hawa knat hunek me Snuran me Saune va mogul asur Nuran mi en linyahe Saune va mogul asur Jen gna kuller ein dalel Schatjan mi Teach me suas gane vale tuas Chavi mo chuas chach jemanyam Ske teach me gam ta yutias Chachuth katriana furan naram Ske teach me gam ta yutias Chachuth katriana furan naram Orin du kom du machia Haram mi viv hokunashtach Orin du kom du machia Haram mi viv hokunashtach Za chatten og stura himmelen. Stuak for oss forfullet
That was Young Katrina by Julie Fowlis off her OOAM record. And you can get all of Julie's records and the Dawkus record at footstomping.com. I played the Easy Club reel to start off, and the singer of the Easy Club is the fabulous Rod Patterson. And I think I'd heard Rod sing even before I'd heard the Easy Club, because he used to feature a lot on Radio Scotland, singing a lot of their Burns songs, and I always loved his voice. Is so smooth and, what's the word, smooth. And this record is an old record that came out, Edinburgh's Auld Reekie, and it's a fantastic album, and it features lots of recitations and from Ferguson, the poet Ferguson, who was, Robert Burns said, was the guy who influenced him to write in Scots. Anyway, there's lots of great stuff. The music is by Jock Tamson's Bairns, which is another one of my favourite bands. And but he sings his song, Birks of Invermay, Rod does. And, oh, you know, it's just one of the most beautiful melodies you'll ever hear. And he's singing his, oh, I don't know, it's just without... It's just so beautiful. And I actually took the tune and recorded it on one of my last records with Dave Milligan. I just love it. Love it to bits. And I hope you love this as well.
On Scotia's plains in days of yore, when lads and lassies tartan wore, saft music rang on ilka shore and hamely weed. But harmony is now no more, and music's deed. When the saft vernal breezes caw they grey-haired winter's fogs awa', naebody then is heard to blaw near hill or mead, on chanter or on aiten straw, since music's deed. Nae lassies new, on summer days, will lilt at bleach in other clays, nae herds and yarrows bonny braes or banks o' tweed, delight to chant their hamel lays, since music's deed. At gloamin' new, the bagpipes dumb, when weary hours and hame were come, say sweetly as it wont to bum and pibroch screed, we never hear its warlike hum, for music's deed. Now foreign sonnets bear the gree, and crabbit queer variety of sounds fresh sprung frae Italy, a bastard breed. Unlike that saft-tongued melody which new lies deed. Could lavrocks at the dawning day, could linties chirming through the spray, or toddling burns that want to play our gowden bed, compare with birks o' Invermay. But now they're dead.
Humming noise and other. But soon the winter of the year and each life's winter will appear. At this year living bloom will fade, as that will strip the verdant shade. Our taste of pleasure then is o'er, the feathered songsters are no more, and when they droop and we decay, farewell the birds in the May. Hark, how the waters as they fall, loudly my love to gladness call. The wanton waves sport in the beams, and fishes play throughout the streams. The circling sun does now advance, and all the planets round him dance. Let us be blithesome then and gay among the parks, oh, in Invermay.
That was the Birks of Invermay by Rod Patterson. As I said, it's on Edinburgh's Auld Reekie, and that too can be bought at footstomping.com. Well, I'm going to finish the podcast with a track from my favourite band of all time, Silly Wizard. And I remember I started playing the concertina after I heard the McCalmans record of Smuggler, and Hamish Bain played the concertina. And that's what we liked in the house. We all used to dance to Smuggler. And then one night we were sitting, it must have been a Saturday night, listening to the radio, and Take the Floor came on with Robbie Shepherd. And they played this band, they played Silly Wizard. I don't know if they were live, it was from the Caledonian Hardy Sons LP, but it just blew everyone away. It was so energetic, and the accordion playing was amazing, and it was just so exciting. And the house just loved it, and we instantly had to find this record, and we came home with Caledonian Hardy Sons, as I said, and then we went and got the next one, Scarce No Partings. And I used to sit in the house and just play along to this record, my concertina. This track, Miss Martha Knowles, is from Scarce No Partings, and it was the end of the first side of the LP, and I can still play it note for note, playing along with the record. And it's just a fantastic track, and Phil Cunningham was just such an amazing influence for me. His records with Silly Wizard, which I had them all, I remember going to see them live in 1983 in the Edinburgh Playhouse, and I followed them through the 80s and released the two live albums, and they had Glint of Silver, and I just loved it all. In my teenage years, I was quite strange because everyone else was buying pop music and I was listening to folk music and playing the concertina and the whistles and the bagpipes. There was not a lot of people like me. I always remember when Phil's solo albums came out, Airs and Graces and the one after. I used to go down to the shop in Edinburgh, Canongate Records, and just keep asking when the next one was out. I must have been the bane of their life. But totally, really great stuff, actually. And the record, this is actually off a record. I don't know if you remember the two live albums that came out in the 80s, but recently Burnham CD have brought out these two LPs on a CD. It just came out this year, so definitely have a look for this live album of Silly Wizard on CD. Both albums are on one CD, so check it out. So thanks again for listening to this 100th edition. Please keep tuning into our Foot Stomping podcast, and please keep tuning into our Foot Stomping website and our newsletters, and keep purchasing for us because we need you. We need you to purchase from us because that's what keeps this podcast going. So thanks again, and we'll see you for the 101st podcast in a couple of weeks' time.